Kyle Sweeney right in front of him. Michael Anderson gets the ball at the left wing to the right wing, Parker Young. One dribble back to Luke Wicke. Five seconds left. Where's Kadar? At the third.
Got the ball now.
1 second left. Has to launch it from midcourt.
Unbelievable! Photo finish! Unbelievable!
Dylan Kadar hits it at midcourt on a last second fling from 28 feet out. That counts. Harbor Beach wins at the buzzer by 3 points. 55-52.
That was a four-pointer, maybe a five. I mean, it was a desperation shot. Just chucked up there. And nothing but net.
Dylan Kadar could not get the pass or a good handle on it. He was 5 feet from midcourt. And with less than a second to play, he just lunged it off balance on his right side like he's in peewee basketball and trying to make a free throw from the free throw line. Chucked it up and it falls. And Dylan Kadar with a career night here tonight ends up with 25 points on eight threes and one free throw. 55-52, Harbor Beach escapes the Ubley Bearcats on their home court. Unbelievable finish.
Kind of one turn deserves another, huh?
55-52, Harbor Beach wins. We'll return in a short moment to wrap this whole thing up. You're listening to the WLW Sports Network.
Let me call you sweetheart. I'm in love with you. Let me hear you.
Wonder why he's so happy? With Valentine's Day near, he just got his sweetheart a new phone from Thumb Cellular. He's also happy because he was able to save up to $80 on their selection of Android smartphones from Samsung, LG, Motorola, and Cat. Plus, he received 15 gigs of bonus data with his upgrade, too. And that's not all he saved. He got $10 off the purchase of a case and screen protector combo and saved 25% on a wireless fast charger. It's time you head to Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky, or go to thumbcellular.com/deals. Offers valid through February 29th, 2020. Two-year contract required for phone savings and bonus data. Terms and conditions apply.
Let me call you sweetheart. I'm in love with you.
Clark Ramsey here, and I'm being joined by Shure Senior Living Manager, Matt Raymer.
Hi, Clark.
Not everyone realizes the full capabilities of Shure Senior Living right here in the Thumb.
You're right. We have three different living communities at three different levels. Independent living, we have Country Bay Village. Assisted living, Country Gardens. And then for 24-hour nursing care, we are proud to have long-term care.
In your opinion, what's the biggest benefit of living in one of Shure's three senior living communities?
Honestly, it's a variety of things. Convenience, quality of living, and peace of mind. Our residents don't have to worry about home maintenance, mowing the lawn, doing laundry in the basement, and the big one, shoveling snow in the winter.
So, how can everyone find out more about Shure Senior Living?
The best place to start is to go to the Senior Living section on Shure.org. We have a lot of information available on there for your convenience.
So that's Shure.org/Senior Living. Or just go to the Services tab and click on Senior Living.
Whether you're interested in Country Bay Village, Country Gardens, or long-term care, check it out and see what kind of great resource we have right here in our own backyard.
That's Shure.org/Senior Living. Shure Senior Living. Better health. Better life.
Be on the lookout for Kohler Propane's pink and white B-Cups propane truck traveling throughout the Thumb area. That's right, Kohler Propane now has two pink and white B-Cups propane delivery trucks transporting propane to homes throughout the Thumb area. B-Cup stands for Breast Cancer Understanding, Prevention, and Screening. Kohler's Propane has partnered with Marlette Regional Hospital's Mammography Department by providing a portion of their propane sales to the hospital's Be a Star Fund. It's Kohler Propane's desire that no one be without the resources to fight breast cancer. For more information on the B-Cups propane program, call Marlette Regional Hospital. And to switch to your local propane provider, call Kohler's Propane at 989-269-4674 or go to www.getkohlers.com.
The station that puts more wattage in your cottage.
WLEWFM.
If
you're tired of low crop prices and grain quality issues, and you want to keep more money from your operation, contact DS Services right away. They're your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and grain handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. From minor repairs to complete new facilities, DS Services does it all. They have a huge parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, and their three cranes can handle any truss job or other lifting need. For your grain storage needs and more, call 989-872-3318, 989-872-3318, or visit dsservicesinc.com.
I'm Devin Arian from Owendale. I've been here at Moore Shoreline just less than 2 years. I was selling insurance and was talking to an insurance friend of mine and was looking for a career change, and he's a good customer here and mentioned that I should come apply to be a car salesman here. A lot of fun, very different than what I'm used to, but definitely enjoyable. Meeting new people every day, helping people get into cars that are right for them and will be good for their needs. The thing that brings me the most satisfaction here at Moore Shoreline is putting good people in good vehicles and providing good service. I love working here at Moore Shoreline because we try to go above and beyond every day for our customers' needs. I love the new technology. I think it's what makes Chevy Buick more competitive, is the new safety features, the new technologies such as the new tailgate on the pickups. I find it, that it makes us very competitive, and I think it's cutting edge and very new and exciting. If you're in need of a new or used vehicle, come see me, Devin Arian, at Moore Shoreline today so I can see what I can do for you. You always get more at Moore Shoreline.
Hi, I'm Mark Recker. I have been helping my clients reach their financial goals in the Tri-City and Thumb areas for nearly a decade. Recker Financial was founded in 2018 with the vision of helping clients in all aspects of their financial life, not just managing their portfolio. At Recker Financial, we strive to give advice in your best interest, and because of that, we do not accept any product company commissions. Contact me at 989-264-1644 or visit our website at RekkerFinancial.com to learn more. Recker Financial, plan, achieve, because life is more than just investments.
Final score from Harbor Beach, Michigan. The Pirates sneak a victory out in the final second. Dylan Kadar hits a 26-footer from nearly at midcourt, off balance on throwing it up with both hands from his right side. It falls as the buzzer goes off, and Harbor Beach wins by 3 points, 55-52. Dylan Kadar leads all scorers with 25 points of the night. Evan Spaglinski at 15, 10 points for Parker Yon, 2 points for Michael Anderson and Grant Spaglinski, and 1 point for Luke Woodkey. For the Ubly Bearcats, they were led by Austin Pruski with 11 points. Three players with 8 points. Isaac Warzynski, Casey Sweeney, and Cole Hagen. 7 points for Kyle Sweeney. 6 points for Levi Pruski. And 4 points for Carson Holeski. Seven scores for the Ubly Bearcats. Nice balanced approach here. John, I can't stress this enough. Ubly was dominating this ball game for the first 10 minutes of the second half, and then Harbor Beach slowly crawled back. It was 50-40. In the rest of the way out, Ubly scored 2 points in the final 6 minutes and 45 seconds.
I think Ubly showed that they were trying to work the clock, and that's a cardinal mistake, which you don't want to do. You want to attack. You want to show attack all the time, but you don't want to go ahead and show that you're trying to put the ball in the icebox or looking for a specific kind of shot that you would want your kids to take. That was just a strange finish as far as...
strange game.
It really was, because Ubly had the ball right in front of our desk right here. And with, what, about 14 seconds to go or so?
Yep.
And all they had to do was just inbound the ball. And away they go. I mean, the chances are they probably would have gotten fouled, go to the foul line, win the ball game there. And strange turn of events. And that's how games are won and lost, by the unexpected.
Harbor Beach did not lead before that buzzer shot. Harbor Beach did not have the lead since halftime.
Right.
They were leading by 2 points, 31-29 at the half. Ubly came out about 15 seconds into that third quarter, scored to tie it up, and Ubley led the rest of the way out until the final second.
I was thinking myself,
I was thoroughly impressed by Ubley tonight.
Oh, I was too.
The press